State legislators will return to Raleigh Tuesday to come up with more money for people and areas affected by Florence. The special session comes just 5 weeks before the midterm elections. Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBerry joins us now for an update. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Eric.
What can we expect Tuesday?
The way it's being described to us is an initial down payment. And I think that with floodwaters still having not fully receded, they're not in a place yet where they've actually done an assessment of all the damage in all of the affected parts of the state. So this is really a first step in what's going to be a months and potentially years-long process. I think that there's going to be funding for roads and bridges that are in most dire need, potentially some schools. I think that we'll probably see some sort of push to help the agriculture community, farmers. That's something still that the governor and Republican leaders can agree on. So we'll see this on Tuesday. Remember that state lawmakers have worked to save a little bit more than $2 billion over the past few years. So there'll be discussion about how much of that to use here on the front end, and then this will be ongoing.
Do you expect any surprises?
No, we don't expect any, though they're certainly possible with this legislature. They have had a propensity to throw a good surprise party in recent years. What we're hearing from both sides is that this will hopefully remain within a fairly narrow scope of Florence relief.
Rainfall from Florence led to widespread flooding and, of course, many damaged buildings. What have been the political impacts of some of this damage?
Right. And I think a lot of this stuff does fall, you know, significantly down the ladder. But we're talking about boards of elections that have flooded. We're talking about post offices, schools, polling locations. And, you know, these are places that are very important as we are now really into an election. So the State Board of Elections has stepped in and is helping some of these county boards that were most adversely affected in terms of getting ballots out. And they're going to do everything they can, the state board, in conjunction with the local boards, to get people the opportunity to vote. It is worth noting that a couple of years ago, after Hurricane Matthew moved through, that in these most affected areas, voter turnout was down. And that could have an impact on the results that we see in a few weeks here.
We've seen a lot of Governor Roy Cooper in recent weeks visiting hard-hit communities. Which state lawmakers have been taking the most visible approach following the storm?
Eric, I think one person to note is Danny Britt, who's a freshman Republican senator who serves Robeson and Columbus counties. He's struck me as having a very active approach to this, being very visible, social media. He organized a couple of drop-offs at his office at the legislature for folks to leave toilet paper and non-perishable items and things that those in his community were most in need of. He was riding along with the National Guard at one point. And this is a political story. We've learned that from hurricanes in the past. And Danny Britt, first-term senator, he is vulnerable. His district is seen as competitive. And I think the way he has handled this is, of course, very important and human on some level. And it's also probably helped him from a political standpoint.
Jeff, there are now less than 6 weeks until the midterms. Remind us what's at stake.
Yeah, there are not any statewide Council of State races or U.S. Senate races. There is a statewide race for the North Carolina Supreme Court. But the most important and impactful thing that will be in play come November are the veto-proof majorities in both chambers of the North Carolina General Assembly. Democrats need to pick up 4 seats in the House to end that. They would need to pick up 6 in the Senate, which is seen as a taller task. But fundamentally, if they can do that, and in talking with people on both sides of the aisle, they think that this is a real possibility and the Democrats are in a position to end the supermajorities. What that does is it effectively gives the governor a much more prominent seat at the table. So come next spring, for example, when a state budget is passed, if the governor doesn't like what is in that, just in terms of, say, teacher salaries or funding for education, the governor can veto that budget, and then Republicans are going to have to work with Democrats to override that veto. So it is a change. It's a game changer in terms of the kinds of policies that we're potentially going to see if those supermajorities can be upended.
Gerrymandering has been a central issue at the legislature since Republicans took over in 2010. Some political maps they've drawn have been ruled unconstitutional racial gerrymanders. And earlier this year, Jeff, federal judges reaffirmed that one set of maps is an illegal partisan gerrymander. In light of the most recent ruling, will there be new maps implemented on the ballot this November?
There will not be. And this all moved pretty quickly, and this can be dizzying because there are so many different legal challenges pertaining to North Carolina maps, state maps, federal maps. These were U.S. House maps that were drawn by the legislature, and they were struck down by a 3-judge panel back in January, went up to the Supreme Court, came back to the 3-judge panel, and they reaffirmed earlier this summer that these were illegal partisan gerrymanders. But the timing was such that in order to draw new maps or have a special election, I mean, would have been in part chaotic. And there was also some concern from the Democratic side about, well, if there were new maps, when would they be implemented? Would there be a special election later in November after this midterm or in December? And it was, to some extent, a proverbial roll of the dice in terms of Democrats feel like they're in a good position right now, both in North Carolina and nationally. And if you don't have those votes when the midterms are, might you be playing with a lesser hand?
Another timing issue. Jeff, is there still time to register?
There is still time to register. We had National Voter Registration Day earlier this week, and North Carolinians can register to vote presently with their local county boards of election, and they can continue to do it when the early voting period starts, which is October 17th. So if folks want to vote, they can go to a one-stop absentee polling location. They can register and vote at the same time.
Jeff DeBerry is WUNC's Capital Bureau Chief. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.